So this is my mom, Nelly.
Yay, yay.
Say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to my daughter, what?
Podcast.
Podcast. Okay.
Podcast. I know, podcast. That's a weird name.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Find the Funny. Welcome back. I am Lisa Alvarado, and I'm excited about this particular interview because it's with my best friend, Sarah Laspisa. She is also my business partner. She's my producer. She's an editor. She does all the techie stuff that I want to bang my head up against the wall because I can't figure out. She's fantastic at it. And she listens to me complain. So what more could you ask for?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel the same way. Thank you so much. Except for the techie part. Although I do want to bang my head every once in a while.
Yeah. And then there's the tech part. So today we are going to get into something that happened to me that's never happened in my comedy career. While I was performing, before I went on stage, there was a gentleman that came up to me before the show and said, hey, I would really love it if you could give me the opportunity to propose to my girlfriend during the comedy show.
Nice. Wow.
I've never had that happen. I've heard of other people, like it's happened to other comedians where they brought someone on the stage or someone proposed and they didn't know, or they went out into the audience. But to me, is a comedy club really the place that you, you know, like, because we're going to roast you.
Right.
You know, we're going to be telling dick jokes about what you're doing. And what if she says no?
I know, right? That's so true.
Talk about the pressure.
Yeah.
So basically I said, yeah, I would love to do that for you. But it was a surprise. She had no idea. In fact, she didn't even want to sit in the front row.
Oh,
he
no.
convinced her.
Oh, wow.
And I had to have the host tell me, like, where is she exactly? And is this guy ready? I didn't even know her name or their situation or how long they've been dating. So I needed to make it seem organic. So what I did is I started down the row on the opposite side of where they were sitting. And I just started talking about dating material. Where did people meet? Online dating until I got to them. Okay. So it seemed very natural.
Right.
Because it'd be weird if I was like, hey, you guys, come on up here. They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And she would probably suspect something. So I waited till maybe 5 to 10 minutes before I was going to close the show. Then I started audience work on the other side. So I'm going to play this for you. This is actually what happened. And this was just a few weeks ago. At the comedy club. This is the lead-in to me bringing him up on stage with his girlfriend, and you can hear the whole thing. It's fantastic.
How many of you guys met online? Online dating? Anybody? Yes? Come on. You did? You can't let them. You did? You can work a computer?
I mean, that guy looked like he was 80.
Plenty of Fish.
Yeah!
Is that the guy? Not yet. Okay.
What? Shut up. We're a comedy show. We already sent an out to it. I love it. And ma'am, how many dates did you go on this site, Plenty of Fish? How many dates did you go on before you met this amazing man?
Three or four.
Were they shit? I know this gentleman right here. Did he look like his pictures? No, I don't even have to be funny. Yeah, he had a six-pack abs picture. He sent me the first dick pic. Was it right away, or did it take a little bit?
That's so great. They're like loving it.
I need everything out of love. Always. I am always just about the jokes. Never Marv. Okay, so how's your snatch? I'm kidding, you guys. I'm kidding. Did she look like her pictures? Okay, that's the way you're supposed to do online dating. There's a lot of people that don't fucking look
pictures, right? How did you guys meet? Right here, you met online. Website?
Yeah, OkCupid.
OkCupid, all right. There's a new Latino site that's free, you guys. It's called OkStupid. No, it's really good. You better try it. I've also tried that Overstock.com. That one's good. I like so many cute couples up in here. How did you guys meet? He's your boss? Fuck yeah, you are. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You like, you want that raise or not? This is good. Who's the boss in the bedroom? She is. She is, right there. That's how it works. So what do you do for a living, sir?
Physical service?
Yeah, that's what you do. What do you do? How can I help you, Bam? Oh, it's happened? Okay, like this? There's no complaint box. There. I love it. How many years have you guys been together? 23? Fucking give it up for that. My customer, your service. Seriously beautiful. How did you guys meet?
Work.
You met at work too?
This is the
customer
couple.
Customer service. What do you do, sir?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver now. But you met at a casino.
You're a truck driver now, but you met at a casino. But did you? You worked at the casino? Did you like? Security. Okay. Okay. Cute. You guys are adorable. Bring this fellow right on up here. Can I get you right up here?
That was smooth.
She didn't suspect anything because I had already talked to all these couples.
Right.
Here's me moving the chair for them.
I have four questions for you. Some personal questions. Okay. So you guys. Let's face the audience right here one second. Okay, ma'am, she's gorgeous, right? Is she not a 10?
She was beautiful.
I'm sorry.
No, you take it.
We started off as best friends. And we were friends. We started off as best friends. We became roommates and all that.
Aww.
I wouldn't say much. We had a few titles, but right now, I want her to be my wife, so.
The crowd goes ballistic. There's several people recording this at this point. He gets down on one knee, and he is literally shaking. He's taking the ring out of the box, but he's having a hard time holding the microphone and trying to get the ring out of the box.
That's so great.
You can't really hear what he's saying because, like I said, he's holding the mic with the other hand and it's not by his mouth, and she's taking forever to answer. So even though everybody was applauding, we were all really nervous.
We've been my good friend for a long time. I'm late. Now I just want you to be my wife. You're so good.
Everybody's going, say yes. Because she didn't say anything, and this poor guy is standing there shaking on one knee.
Oh, that's so funny.
She finally said yes.
That's funny. That's so great.
Congratulations, I'm so happy.
So it was such a surprise to her. And he was crying and she was crying. But the funniest part is that I had another show. They came to a different show that I had done at the end. And the best part is they showed me the video that one of their friends took, which when you're at a club, you're not supposed to be recording. This place was packed. It was like standing room only. And everybody was into it in the theater. And as they're shooting this, they're to the, like, I'm in the corner to give them the full front of the stage to give them their moment. And yeah. I know their friends are recording.
Right.
So as I'm in the corner, I have no microphone. So I gave him my mic. So if something happened or she said no, or it got tense, I couldn't do any comedic,
like
help them. Right. You know what I mean? Right, I couldn't guide them. I couldn't make fun of stuff and take care of the uncomfortable situation because she was taking so long. It wasn't that long. It was maybe a minute or 2 minutes. But when you ask a question like that,
yeah,
you want that answer to be like, yes, of course. And she was standing there and we were all like, that's when everybody started screaming, say yes, say yes. Like, even if you say no later, you got to say yes.
Yeah, you better say yes now.
So they're recording. And as he is proposing, I'm wondering if why she hesitated is because the side angle shows that her point of view was obviously the opposite of his because he's facing her. So behind him, there's a woman in the theater walking down the stairs, trips and falls down the stairs.
What?
As he's like, will you be my wife?
Oh my gosh, it's hysterical.
It was the funniest thing ever. So they have a video of him proposing. And in the background, here's me jumping up and down. And this woman behind me and behind him falling down the stairs. And the lady was fine, you know. She actually just bounced right up. But
that's hysterical.
But I was like, how drunk are you?
Right.
And that's what you get for walking out during a marriage proposal
and a
comedy show. She's like, you know, and no one was watching her or looking out for her because everybody was standing
focused
on their feet with this proposal. It was such a great, like, I was honored to be a part of something that everybody's going to ask them, well, how did you propose or how did you get engaged?
Right.
And they have this story of, hey, Lisa Alvarado was doing this show.
Yeah.
And so now just being a part of that teeny little piece of their relationship and their life and something that they're going to celebrate.
They were
so happy. And I'm so glad that it went well because the whole time I'm like, what if I have a shitty set?
Oh, wow. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they asked me before I got on stage, they liked me already as a comedian, but we have bad sets.
Right.
You know, there's from time to time.
Right.
You never know how it's going to go, you know? And so I was like, oh, please be a good audience. Please, please make sure these jokes work. And, and I was also, as I was going down the line, talking to all the couples, I was also had to be very cognizant of the time.
Yeah.
Because like I have to get off stage at a certain time.
Right.
Even though I'm closing, I can't go that far over because there's people working that have to clean tables, that have to do their thing after I get off the stage.
Right.
The later that I run the light, the later they all have to stay and not get paid extra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm always like try to be very respectful of other people's time, but it was so great. And when they showed me the video, I'm hoping that they send it to me. So if they send it, I will post it. I will post it on the podcast and I will also post it online on YouTube, Lisa Alvarado Comedian.
Yeah.
If you haven't already tuned in, do it. Subscribe.
I wonder if they have it. I'll do a little, like if they already put it on YouTube or something.
Maybe.
I'm going to do a little research.
Yeah,
and see if I can find it.
And that's why Sarah's great, because I wouldn't even thought of that.
I'm a nerd.
No, that's actually fantastic.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Like how soon, early before the actual event did he ask you?
So he asked the comedy club host, I believe the same day, like found him.
Okay.
If the show was at 10, he probably approached the host around 6 or 7.
So it was he same went day. To,
it, yeah, it was same day.
Right. Wow.
So I didn't know until that night there was two comedians headlining. You know, we just switched positions.
Uh-huh.
And he went to both of us, and the other guy didn't really want to do it because it's risky.
Yeah.
One, it's cutting into my time on stage.
Right.
And two, you don't know how it's going to go. You don't know if these people are really nice people. You don't know if they're very dry or they'll get offended by you making jokes. There's so many factors going into this that you have to try to control and set them up beautifully.
Right.
And also, you're not going to be able to follow that.
Right.
With jokes.
That has to be the closer.
I mean, yeah. Right. There were people in the audience literally tearing up, crying.
Right.
Like,
it's over after that.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I don't want any of my set recorded on video. I don't want myself to be a part of their wedding or proposal video.
Right, right.
I really stood on the side of the stage just to give them the whole stage to just have this whole precious moment, but they still got me on camera. I'm in the background going, yes, and I'm jumping up and down. And I wish I had a mic because I could have played with them a little bit more, but I'm glad that it was such a funny and great moment for them, and it is going to be memorable.
Yeah,
you know?
And that is, I guess, that is something like for you, like it's a story of a lifetime. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a once in a lifetime thing.
Right, exactly. It's not like if I got it wrong or I gave some sort of indication and ruined the surprise for her.
Right,
I would have felt so terrible because had I given any clue,
right,
or brought them up like, hey, you guys come up here. You know, she would have maybe known that something was happening. So I had to start with other couples.
Well, see, that's first. What's kind of endearing about you, not to like be all like pat your back or whatever. But I do think like you think about those things and you think about people and how, you know, like if you put yourself in their shoes
right.
and you're like, if I were to do this, this is what I would want it to be like, you know?
Right.
And so you plan like all this stuff by yourself, because that's why I was wondering, did he ask you in any particular way anything?
No, because we were not at the comedy club.
Like,
it was me and another male comedian
and the host asked.
And the host said, hey, who wants to do this? Do either of you want it? Because he can't force us. It's not a part of my job description.
Right.
This is a favor that we're doing.
Right.
For somebody coming to the club.
Too,
so
for you to make that sacrifice, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah,
but I just kind of felt like I volunteered right away. The other comic, I could see his face like,
going pale, right?
Yeah, because not only do you have to give up some of your set and some of the things that could go wrong, but you have to be a strong improviser to do that.
Right.
Because how do I make it where they're a part of my set, but it's clear that I'm talking to the audience. So it was, and I'm not patting myself on the back. It was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. And if they were not such great people and so appreciative and so open, she could have said no to coming up on stage. And then I would have had to think quick on my feet.
Like,
I would have just gotten off the stage and gone down to them. It was really just an honor to be a part of that. And it was such a joyous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was surprised. And it's one of the best closers I have. So I told them they have to come on the road with me now because I can't top that. So I'm like, can you propose in every city I go to? That would be fantastic. I would love that.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah. So that was a blast. Okay. So on the flip side, here's things that I've actually gotten in trouble. I've gotten some complaints.
Oh.
I got a complaint at a PG show for a joke. Okay, so the PG shows, a lot of times it's for families and it's marketed as PG, but it's not rated G, and comedians don't specialize material for children, right? So you know about that complaint that I got about doing jokes about spanking your kid.
Oh, right.
Well, I got a big complaint about that, but now I got a new complaint. So to involve the children and try and make jokes that are interactive, because kids can't sit still, you know, they're ADD. They want like physical humor and stuff like that is really fun for kids. But if you interact with them, they tend to pay attention. So I was like, okay, let me do jokes about animals and do like true and false jokes so that they can interact with me. So here's one of the PG jokes as an example that I wrote. I'll say true or false. Turtles can breathe through their behind. What do you think? True or false?
I think it's false.
Okay, right. That you would think that, right? So it's actually true. Turtles can breathe through their front, their nostrils, but they can also breathe through their butt. Yeah. So I'm like, just don't let it blow out the birthday cake. So cute. Cute little kid-friendly PG joke, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Super cute.
That's not the one that got the complaint. That's just an example. So the one that got the complaint is I say true or false, giraffes have no vocal cords. So what do you think?
I think false.
It's true.
I've never heard. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I've never heard a giraffe. Such, like, what sound?
Such a long neck, right?
Right, right.
And you would think that they would have a very long vocal cords.
Oh, right.
So they have no vocal cords.
Oh, wow.
So the punch there is, well, then I need to marry a giraffe, you know, because they're really tall. They can't talk back and they have a long tongue. So that's the joke there. And I put it back on the audience. So if you get that always gets a big laugh, but sometimes you will get a groan or two or people going, oh, she's, you know, and I go, and if you think for any reason that joke is dirty, that's on you.
Right.
Because giraffes can reach the top of a tree to get me an orange.
Right.
Or like, yeah, that's, I mean, they can lick their own eyebrows. That's what you want a man to do is groom himself.
Right.
So if you thought anything was dirty, gross, that's on you.
Right.
So sometimes I will turn it around so that the audience, like once you put it on them,
right,
that they're thinking it's dirty.
Right.
Then it's a
innocent, right.
You know, it's a give or take.
Right.
And I love doing double entendre jokes during the PG show because it's boring to me to have,
but that's
like
Disney.
Very, very rated G where you can't say anything or someone gets offended.
But that is what PG is. It's,
right.
It's all about double entendres when you're talking about family. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Find the Funny with me, Lisa Alvarado. And I had Sarah Laspisa on the show. I had so much fun chatting with Sarah that she is going to be on part two. That's right. We're going to talk all about Christmas and some more jokes that got me in trouble. So tune in for that. Thanks.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.